England and Scotland. After a few months at home, he left again on a second trip, which lasted over 2 years and brought him to Italy. These trips inspired Mendelssohn to transform his experiences into two extraordinary compositions for orchestra. Today, his Scottish and Italian symphonies enjoy popularity with concert audiences everywhere. Hello, I'm Gerard Schwartz for Musically Speaking. On this recording, we'll look at the life and personality of one of the most talented and accomplished composers of the Romantic era, or indeed of any era, Felix Mendelssohn. Together, we'll explore his brilliant musical travelogues, the Scottish and Italian symphonies. Mendelssohn was one of the great figures of music during the 19th century. He was also one of the most genial and attractive. An extraordinarily intelligent and hardworking man, he not only distinguished himself in music, but showed considerable talent for painting and literature as well. His broad range of cultural accomplishment was fostered by a remarkable home life he enjoyed while growing up. Felix was born in 1809 into one of Europe's most intellectually prominent families. His grandfather, Moses Mendelssohn, had been a famous writer and philosopher, a fighter for religious tolerance and humanistic ideals. His son, Abraham, Felix's father, was a banker based in Berlin, but he maintained the strong intellectual tradition Moses Mendelssohn had established. Learning was a highly valued activity in his household, and music enjoyed a special place of importance. Felix's mother was a capable pianist who gave her illustrious son his first instructions at the keyboard, and his older sister, Fanny, became a first-rate pianist and a fine composer. But Felix had a talent that was exceptional. In fact, Felix Mendelssohn was the greatest child prodigy in the history of music. When he was just 9, he performed a piano concerto in concert and shortly afterwards began serious study of musical theory and composition. Within a few years, he was writing music of considerable breadth and sophistication. His early works have a remarkable range, from solo piano works, concertos, symphonies, and choral pieces, to even some small-scale operas. For these compositions alone, we would have to consider Mendelssohn one of the most precocious talents music had ever seen. But he secured his place as the greatest child prodigy in the history of the art with a pair of works written when he was 16 and 17 years old, the Octet for Strings and an overture based on Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. Both these pieces are acknowledged masterpieces and hold an honored place in the concert repertory today. Such skillful and imaginative music would credit any composer of the early 19th century, let alone an adolescent boy. It's true that Mozart is more famous as a child prodigy, especially as a performer, but even he didn't begin to compose mature works at this young an age. Mendelssohn's teacher during this time was Carl Friedrich Zelter, a composer and conductor whose deep musical knowledge made him the ideal teacher for the eager and quick-learning Felix. Zelter led him to the music of Johann Sebastian Bach, which at the time was not widely known. Bach's music made a deep impression on the young Mendelssohn, among other things inspiring him to compose several great sacred oratorios. Mendelssohn repaid his debt to the Baroque composer by conducting a performance of the St. Matthew Passion in 1829, when he was just 20 years old. This was the first time Bach's masterpiece had been heard in nearly a century, and it sparked a broad interest in the composer that led to a general rediscovery of his music. Zelter's other great gift to Mendelssohn was an introduction to meet Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, the great poet of German classical literature. The combined influences of Bach and Goethe instilled in Mendelssohn a strong regard for tradition and classical values in the arts. But the young man was too talented and insightful not to also be affected by the tide of romanticism, which was very much on the rise during the second quarter of the 19th century. As a result, even Mendelssohn's early masterpieces revealed a blend of classical form with romantic content, which made itself felt in the form of poetic melodies, highly expressive harmonies, and original instrumental textures. Before we get to our detailed description of each symphony, I would like to compare them briefly to each other. By noting their similarities, we can start to get a feeling for Mendelssohn's musical language and what makes him sound the way he does. In a sense, to become familiar with his musical personality. When we think of Mendelssohn, we often think of lightly textured, elegant music. Let's listen to the second movement of the Scottish Symphony. It begins with some very soft notes in the strings, which become the accompaniment to the main theme played by the clarinet. ¶¶